Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy joining me from Charleston, West Virginia this evening. We're going to talk about the, well, talk about this article that I read, and I know you guys brought it to my attention, that a lot of Pakistani men are getting spa treatments.
Well, Phil, that is correct, yeah. This is Kurt. Guy?
Well, just get myself another, hot apple pie. You want a hot apple pie?
Yeah, give me a hot apple pie. Yeah, Phil, we're just finishing up. We had a very late session here, and a couple of committees that we sit on, and so we're just finishing up a meal we have. We're going to get some pie to go.
Okay, that's great. How are you guys this evening?
We're doing good. Give me the... Phil, thanks for having us on the program this evening. We are going to sponsor a measure in the West Virginia State Senate early next week. And we want everyone to understand that we're not advocating this for everyone. But we do feel, to some extent, that if those groups and individuals in our country and elsewhere in the world who mean us harm, and remember that the number one job of the leaders of our country is to protect us, every single answer that we can possibly bring to bear on the problem.
A little bit licorice pie.
Yeah. Every single answer that we can bring to bear on the problem is one step closer to solving the problem, you understand?
All right, well, the article had to do with the popularity of spa treatments for men in Pakistan.
Well, the article dealt with a middle-class range of men in Pakistan, and they go for a variety of different treatments. But if we can make these available, and what our bill is going to introduce on Monday of next week, once Guy and I get out of committee with it, we are hopeful that we can start to put in place either the hot basalt stone massages, the Huna massages, these kinds of things, that we think young men who are prone to membership in terror organizations are going to be attracted to.
All right, now you understand, when I first heard this, I thought you guys were nuts.
Well, I know that, a guy. What'd you say?
I told Kurt that I thought that you guys would definitely not be very favorable to the idea. You have to understand, we can bring a spa treatment and a spa massage on a terror organization thing.
And also, Phil, this is a unique idea and a green idea in fighting terrorism. Now, I know what you're going to say. That sounds like the warblings of a terribly demented man to say that there's a green solution to terrorism. But if we can, we need to try it.
Well, I don't understand what you guys are advocating. Are you saying Huna massages and what is the other one?
It's hot basalt stone massage. The massage utilizing heat the basalt stone.
It's called a hot basalt massage.
Are you telling me that you want guys in terrorist organizations?
No. Not members of terrorist organizations, but individuals who may be prone to membership in a terror organization.
We understand that. Our terrorists are too far gone. Respond to this. You can get the rub down.
The idea is if you get a normal daily regimen or weekly regimen or even monthly regimen of the kind of pedicures or the Swedish facials or the hot cinnamon facial, that these young people who would be prone to join terror organization might be prone instead to enhancing themselves individually and find some individual worth. Now, the idea of metrosexuality, I've heard a lot of people make that comment. I don't think there's any risk that you're going to turn your average terror or candidate for terrorism into metrosexual. You know, Guy?
Metrosexuality, a lot of people have to go gay. A lot of got to go gay.
But I don't think nothing's better than releasing the tension from hating the West, you know, than a stone massage.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, I think it stands to reason. We're just looking for answers.
Let me ask you guys a question before we go any further. You guys are state senators in West Virginia.
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah, 13th year, Phil.
13 years for you, Guy. How long for you, Kurt?
This will be about 15th year.
No, the 5th seat.
Okay. What are guys in the West Virginia state legislature doing, fooling around with legislation on how to get terrorists Huna massages or getting their feet rubbed? I don't understand why you guys are messing with this.
Well, we feel that there's a need in this country to come to another state. Look, you saw the news the other day with a young man in Charlotte, North Carolina, I believe it was, guy, right?
Oh, down in Charlotte, yeah, with a young man who was a part of the tail website. Going to get a massage, get it rubbed up. Got to get it rubbed down.
This young man in Charlotte, North Carolina, who has a terrorist website, and he is advocating the death of American soldiers. This is the young man that I think can still be brought around, because he doesn't know the healing qualities of a mineral bath. He doesn't know the healing qualities of a cinnamon rub.
And only exfoliant too. Massage through the bifoliate.
Guy's talking about the exfoliate, but also foot reflexology. He doesn't know about the curative properties of soaking in deep Calistoga mud. Now, I understand, and I'm the same way. I don't want to get into those mud baths because my first thought is, what if someone has done their business in it? Guy was talking about that, too.
Well, you don't want to get in a mud bath field. You don't want to know if someone has done their business in a mud bath.
Well, you know, I've taken those mud baths. I've taken a mud bath. It depends on the place that you go to. Okay, I've been to places that are really top-notch. You know that mud bath, you sit in the mud, right? Is that what you guys are talking about?
Exactly. You sit in the mud, and it's got some very curative. And the couple places that I go to, and I know, Guy, you do, too. What, you're out west, though, right, Phil?
That's not a place out in the desert.
Yeah, there's a place I know in the desert that does mud baths. But here's the question. What are you guys telling me, man? Are you telling me that I take that guy who is the terror candidate and I stick him in a mud bath? Wait a minute. You brought up the fact that people might do their business in it?
Well, that was my fear. And if you got a young man who you are trying to lure away from a life of terrorists and you say to him, you can get out on down to Mud Hut.
You get on down to Mud Hut and get on mud. And it might freak out about people doing their business.
I don't want to say that they're any more frightened of someone doing their business in a mud bath than anybody else. But you only get one shot at these young people. You understand what I'm saying, Phil?
All right. No, I don't understand what you're saying. The whole thing sounds kooky, as you guys knew that it would. And you still haven't answered my...
Why does it sound kooky? When you say kooky, you're being crazy. And why does that sound crazy if we can stop one young man from entering a world of a terrorist?
But by sticking him in a mud bath, by taking him out to some expensive spa and giving him a Swedish massage and a cinnamon facial, these are things that I would think anybody who is attracted to the world of the terrorist, the macho man, the fighter, is not going to like.
We mentioned that foot reflex on it. A lot of these people live in mud huts to begin with.
Yeah, that's the truth, Phil. They all live on a dirt floor, sleep on a dirt floor. And again, I won't bang.
So if you can stick them in a vat of mud, and even if someone did do their business in it, but you don't tell them, if you can...
Oh, yeah, that's right, man. Don't tell them. You know what?
Well, Phil, the answers will come to us on Monday when we submit Bill... this will be State Bill 21, which will make certain spa facilities available to young men of Middle Eastern descent if they come from terror-sponsoring countries. And we are going to disseminate information. You've got the brochures, too, don't you, Guy?
There's a brochure of a place called the Little Mud Flat, and this is in the northern part of the state. Any young man come from any terror-sponsoring country, whether it's Syria, Iran, North Korea, any other, between the age of 1933, and I'm not 1933, and...
Between the ages of what?
1933.
He said from between the ages of 19 and 33.
Okay.
And here on a student visa, and you're going down to get on mud flat. Get yourself on there.
And those young men are at risk. So even if someone has been in the mud bath, and they went ahead and let one go in there, and that's not hygienic, that's true.
Well, you don't always mention that. You always bring that up. Why you mention that?
Well, but Phil asked the question. I think the problem is so acute.
You guys are going to introduce this bill to the West Virginia legislature.
Yes, we are. next Monday morning at 10 o'clock, as soon as we put the finishing touches on it.
You really think it's good?
I think they're going to laugh you out of there.
I think you're wrong. We should be sent a massage therapist, facialist, acupuncturist, and these people could do our diplomatic work for us. We really believe in this, and I'll tell you why. When Guy and I first visited this mud flat, we were doing some research and had the mud bath. We had aromatherapy. We got into our robes and sat in front of a crackling fire. And Guy started to rub my feet. I know it sounds as if there's a homosexual story that's about to develop, but no, there is not. We're both married men.
Now, we're both married men. We've become better friends.
We became better friends, much closer. As we sat in front of a crackling fire with robes on, and a aromatherapy that was wafting through the lodge, and Guy just said to me, you know what? What'd you say to me, Guy?
I said, hell, you want? I'm going to give you a foot rub.
He said, hell, I'm going to give you a foot rub. And I said, go for it. And we've been very close ever since, but not in a homosexual sense.
So because you guys went up to the old mud flat, some spa, and you put on your robes and sat in front of a crackling fire.
Right in front of a crackling fire, we also had the delicious dinner. Do you remember there was a walnut meatloaf? It wasn't real meat. It was made out of walnut. And Guy and myself, we had a side-by-side couple massage. We're not a couple, you know, but it was cheaper to get it that way.
Yeah, we got a lot cheaper. And we're not homosexuals, that would be. But we are a very, very good friend now.
Well, you guys were always good friends.
Yeah, but we're very tight now. We'd rather go to spas together than with our wives. Not because there's any homosexuality, but because we just enjoy each other's company. Can you imagine two young men who are about to lead a life in a terrorist organization? If we can get them in a side-by-side massage, possibly one of these facials you can get.
Better watch how you say facial. You say that a lot.
I don't mean anything like that. You know I don't mean anything sexual.
No, I know you don't mean anything sexual, but everything you're saying, man, is not going to be attractive to a kid that wants to be a terrorist.
Why do you say that?
Well, you guys are sitting here telling me, yeah, we went up to the spa and we put on our robes and sat in front of a fire and Guy rubbed my feet.
But see, you're reading homosexuality into that.
Yeah, that you do. And the same mistake everybody makes.
Everyone makes that mistake. Now, when we introduced...
Well, what do you mean, everyone?
Well, when we first, in committee, we introduced this bill. And at that time, we revealed to everyone the research that we'd done up at the old butt flat. Well, this is a converted hillbilly hound. You know?
A converted hillbilly hound.
What's a converted hillbilly hound?
It's like a hillbilly house, only they call them hounds here.
Yeah, they call them hound.
So it was an old hillbilly house that they converted into a spa?
Well, they did some improvements and add-ons. Actually, the only part of the spa that's the hillbilly house is the bathroom. But the rest of it...
Okay. Gentlemen, good luck.
No, but Phil, on Monday, we are very serious.
Phil, you got to understand. Don't blow us off here like that. You think we're a couple of queers. We are not queer. I can tell you that right now.
No, Phil, we are not queer. Please don't think that.
No, I don't think that. And you guys, although show a little bit of a homophobic streak by using that word.
What, queer?
Are you saying queer?
What, are you guys just like saying that or something?
I'm wondering what you're saying to me.
You call me queer?
No, I'm not. I'm saying...
Why you laugh?
I'm laughing because of the way you guys say that word.
How are we saying it?
Queer.
Well, it's my West Virginia accent, I guess.
Yeah, look up here. Hold up, pound hound.
And Senator Barton, I don't understand, but the point being that if you guys think you're going to go to a bunch of kids who are ready to be Al-Qaeda and say, hey, instead of doing that, why don't you come on up to the spa, and by the end of the weekend, you'll be sitting in front of a fire in your robes rubbing each other's feet. They ain't going to go for it.
No, because you're attaching queer to it. It ain't queer.
Not a queer. Yeah, it's very straight. But I don't get anything.
And it offers a potential terrorist an eyebrow waxing and a Huna massage. Tell me he won't appreciate your gesture of goodwill. Guy and myself, I told him we had the side-by-side.
Not a side-by-side.
You know, the more you guys talk about side-by-sides and facials and rubbing each other's feet, the more frightened I get.
Well, you're not a terrorist. You're not one of them packies.
No, you ain't packy. You're a thot.
Good luck, man. I got to wait till see how this comes out.
Well, you can read it in the roll call of Charleston Roll Call. It's what the magazine is that puts out all the West Virginia folk. Charleston Roll Call.
Charleston Roll Call is back.
But you got to get it in West Virginia. You're in there, right?
No, I'm in California.
All right. We'll mail it to you.
Mail on it.
I'll read about it in the paper. Thanks, guys. There you go. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Guy Barton, Kurt Quede, state senators from West Virginia. How do we solve the terrorist problem? Get them all into spas. Get them all into robes. Have them rub each other's feet. Give them eyebrow waxings. Give them mineral baths. Give them Huna massages. Next thing you know, they'll be good friends. They won't be queer. They'll just be tight friends. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We're out.
Phil Hendry.
Dootin dootin to do.
Phil Hendry.
What are you doing, bud?
Oh, hey.
What?
I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
Guys are talking about rubbing each other.
Oh, get out of here, man. There are a couple of nuts from West Virginia. What do you care?
They're all over there talking eyebrow wax. Bugs me badly. I don't have nothing to do with them and anything they do.
I love you.
Don't. Look at, man, I didn't mean to play that.
You're scaring me, too.
There are a couple of wackos, man. Those guys, don't worry about it. Ain't you ever been to a spa?
Yeah, I went one time with my girlfriend.
Every guy goes to a spa with his girlfriend. How many guys actually go by themselves? None, except for me. Actually, there's a place I know in the desert. I go out there, but I don't... If I'm not with the wife or the woman, you know, I don't go down and get spa treatments. I don't know how to do it. I mean, I do know how to do it, but I'm not going to... I don't want to do that. I sit there on my ass by the pool, man. You know, that's what I do, right? There's a play. I really like the desert. And one of the things about me is I dig the desert in the summertime. Many people hate the desert in the summer, and with good reason. It's 180,000 degrees out there. Doesn't bother me at all. Not only that, but you get the good rates. You go in. So there's this one spa I know that I go out there in the summertime when it's just blistering hot, like 120. And there's nobody in the joint, right? And you got the run of the place, and you get the good room, and the rates are down, and you can sit in the pool all day. But I ain't going to go and get the Swedish facial, if you'll pardon the expression. No way, no way, no way.
I love you.
Not this boy. Because you're laying there, you're getting the massage, and next thing you hear...
Hillary Clinton.
Is a... closet homosexual.
And you go, well, really, I didn't know that. Here's a $20 tip anyway for the information. You're welcome. So that's my thing. Now, I don't know how we got on the subject of driving by car. Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about West Virginia, where Guy and Kurt are from. We were just talking about, have you been to West Virginia? Have you been to any, you know, outside of your own state? One of the great things to do is drive America by car. And I've been through South Carolina a couple times. I even had my car break down in South Carolina, which I wouldn't recommend, not because it's a bad place to have your car break down. But it's, you know, I mean, the towns are small other than the larger ones. And I was in this town called Manning, South Carolina. And I'll never forget, man, I couldn't... I had to get my car fixed. I finally found a mechanic, and his sister ran the diner, and her brother ran the motel. So it was this. Anyway, South Carolina, just to give you an idea of what they're up to these days, they want to put a cross, or you can order a cross for your car plates. South Carolina drivers will be the first in the nation to be offered license plates that carry the phrase, I believe, and a Christian cross over a stained glass window under a law that took effect on Thursday. Critics have threatened to fight the law in court. Well, no kidding, man. Any guy that passes a law like this knows it's a walking lawsuit waiting to happen. Americans United for the Separation of Church and State Executive Director Barry Lynn expects a lawsuit over this. He better have a southern accent.
I think the state of South Carolina has virtually put up a giant red flag with the word sue us on it. And this is something that's being contemplated right now. As we speak,
the bill authorizing the plate passed the state house and the Senate unanimously on May 22nd. It became the law without the signature of Governor Mark Sanford, a Republican, under the South Carolina Constitution. So in South Carolina, if the legislature passes it, it becomes law. The governor don't need to sign it. Mr. Sanford wrote on Thursday in a letter to Glenn McConnell, president pro tem of the Senate, while I do in fact believe It is my personal view that the largest proclamation of one's faith ought to be in how one lives one's life, not in the license plate you stick on the back of your car. And Mr. McConnell wrote back.
I love you.
And so they're good friends. Phil Hendry Show is produced by Jason Rantz, our technical director, Ralph Rodriguez. Until tomorrow night, or tonight, later.
Phil Hendry. Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information. Phil Hendry.
Bob Green is going to join me in this segment. Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. Mr. Green is on to promote Paper or Plastic Week. And I've heard the question asked a lot, Bob. And I've never heard an entire week devoted to it, but that's what you're doing at your stores?
We are, Phil. We're devoting this week as a way of promoting paper or plastic. I encourage you to choose either. And we want you to choose paper or plastic to give our program, the program that we are a part of at Fraser Foods, as are the people who run the Vaughn stores and Safeway and some of the other stores, where we partner in with the disabled community, and we hire a great many young people and older people too, who are developmentally disabled, mentally disabled. They're our bag boys. They're our bag girls. They're the ones that help you out to the car with your groceries. And we're very sad, obviously, to see that the movement, this liberal movement toward bringing your own bag into the store, and the more liberal stores like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, that they're anti-mentally retarded, and that's a sad thing.
Well, that's a mouthful you just said there, that they're anti-mentally retarded.
Well, I don't see any of these stores like Whole Foods. I don't see Trader Joe's. I know for a fact Trader Joe's doesn't use these people that are mentally disabled. The clothes that I, you know, the joke that I always make, the closest I saw at Trader Joe's to somebody that was mentally disabled was a woman that had a lot of tattoos. But seriously, we want you to come into the store. We want you to choose paper or plastic, and support these people that, you know, that are, you know, mentally that they're not quite right in the head. And
well, I want to ask you a question here. What has this got to do with paper or plastic? And you mentioned,
well, Phil,
you know, you mentioned one other thing, the liberal tendency to bring one's own bag into the store. That is, we do see an awful lot of people. We see an awful lot of people bringing in their own bags because they don't want to have to pollute.
Oh, that is such, you know, I feel so bad that people have bought into that. They're not polluting anything. I think the worst pollution is to make the statement that you'd rather bring your own bag into the store, and therefore a kid that is not, you know, that is mentally, that's developmentally retarded or something. Now, what's he got to do? He doesn't have anything to do. We're putting these young people and these older people, middle-aged people, we're putting them to work. They're all very, in my mind, they're like my kids. We've got a kid by the name of Bobby. Always says to the people as they leave the store, thank you for shopping at Fraser Foods. We got Gloria. She's always answering the phone. And we got a lot of these retired. We got a lot of them working for us. And yet, all of the liberal stores, like...
Now, why do you call them liberal?
Well, I'm talking about the Whole Foods and Whole Oats and this kind of nonsense.
What do you call them? Because they just feature all that kind of food?
Well, they tell you, oh, bring your own bag and go over to the grain bin and get yourself some, you know, cashews, and we've got wheatgrass. But then the dead giveaway as to just how liberal they are is when you're checking out, they haven't got one retarded person working there, and it shows that there's not a real sensitivity, I think, Phil, to the retarded ones that we have at Fraser Foods.
Well, essentially what I'm hearing here, Bob, then, is that anyone that uses their own bag, brings their own bag from home to shop with is anti-disabled people.
That's it in a nutshell, in my opinion. I mean, well,
isn't that a little bit of a stretch?
Well, I ask you, how is that a stretch? We've been on the campaign, the Paper or Plastic campaign, for 3 years, and people know that when they shop at Fraser Foods or they go to Vons or they go to some of these other stores where you're going to see a... I got to ask you a question, Phil. Have you ever seen this Core Rhythms commercial on Time Life?
No, I haven't.
It's on TV right now, and they got a young Latin woman in a very, very tight pair of pants. What she's doing is she's shaking, she's doing a Latin dance, and the pants are very tight.
All right, fine. I'm
sorry, I got off point here.
All right, I understand.
I got a little bit off point. No, look, a lot of the retard, not the retard, you know, but the mentally disabled, they won't have a job. They won't have anywhere to go. They'll be sitting in where the areas where they're kept, and what are they going to be doing? Are they going to be stringing beads? Are they going to be... No. Are they going to be repairing a sewing machine? No. That's what Goodwill and these industries want you to think they're doing. They just sit all day long, and they go and have a ice cream at lunchtime, and then they maybe take a walk, and then they go back and they watch more TV. You know, generally a show that I think is very, you know, they'll watch Jeopardy, and that's the staff, that's their way of getting their kicks and having a laugh. What we do at Fraser Foods...
I don't know that you can say that all of that is happening at the homes that they live in.
Oh, I got a lot of these staff where these poor, young, retarded kids live are so sadistic that they put them all in the day room to watch TV, and then they'll turn on Jeopardy. And they go around the corner, and then they have themselves a laugh. We don't do that. We value every one of them. And we hire them as our bag boys and as our bag girls, and not like Whole Foods that... I think hates them.
Well, again, very strong language. Because a company does not hire them doesn't mean it hates them.
Well, go in with all of their liberal bring your own bag and all of their feed bin and their grain bin and their feed bags and all of this. There's not one retard anywhere in either Whole Foods, Whole Oats, Trader Joe's, you name it, not one.
What's the point, then?
The point is, don't bring your own bag.
All right, you're trying to get people not to bring their own bags.
Right. When you bring your own bag, you give the impression to the other people in the store that you, obviously, that you don't care much for our baggers. And also, it generally, the people that bring their own bag are people that are, I don't know how to put this, there's a lot of dreadlocks. You know what I'm saying? There's an impression...
Well, you mentioned this whole liberal thing. Is this a political problem that you have?
A political what?
Is this a political problem that you've got with liberals?
I don't have any problem with liberals, but I don't like them coming into my store with their bags that they were at home with and they made, their girlfriend made with... You know, they went to the craft shop and put beads on it. I don't know. But I can tell you this much. In my opinion... As long as Whole Oats is at war with a retard,
You know what? I don't like that word, and I wish you would stop using it.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't like the word retard, and I wish you'd stop using it.
I apologize. What is the word?
Mentally disabled, development...
I developmentally disabled. Whole Foods, in my opinion, is at war with these disabled, and the disabled will rise up. I think they'll rise up, and I think that Whole Foods... Whole Oats, all of these places that have the names drive me nuts. You know, wheat bin, feed bag, farmer Browns, you know. They all have these names like you're just, the stuff they got in the store, they just picked off the field and they walked it into the store and the milk just came directly from a milk cow and the canned chilies, why, by God, they just picked them. Pickled them and canned them within the last hour. It's a lie, I tell you. It's a dirty lie.
Robert Green is with us here from Fraser Foods. People that bring their own bags to shop with are anti-mentally disabled people because those are the ones that bag all the groceries. Let me go over here to Georgianne. Georgianne listening to us in Tampa this evening on WHNZ. Georgianne, go ahead.
Mr. Green, let me say something to you right now. You are doing more damage to those mentally retarded young people that are bagging your groceries than anything that Whole Foods or Whole Grains could do. Well, no, hold on for a minute. Now, you let me finish. I listen to you. You're talking about these kids as if they're retards and they can't get a job. Whole Foods has wonderful products. And I think for saying that they don't like retards, and I agree with Mr. Henry, you using that word.
Ma'am, I got to jump in here, okay?
No, I want to say what I want to say, and then you can say what you want to say. I go to Whole Foods. They have the only stool softener that I've been able to find anywhere. And it's organic, and it's all natural.
Stool softener, huh?
Get a load of that, Bill.
Get a load of that.
What's he saying?
What, Mr. Green, could you...
No, nothing. Go ahead. I think you're very rude.
And no, I was asking, what's the product?
They have a stool softener. Hello?
Yes.
Well, you know...
Mr. Green, grow up a little bit, okay?
I just said to my associate, Jack Bruckback, that this old... Not old lady. I mean, this woman's got to get a stool softener. Maybe we can get it in.
I don't think you have any interest in organic stool softeners. I've seen the stool softeners that are offered over the counter at most of the chain grocery stores, and they're full of chemicals.
But what do you need a stool softener for? You know what you ought to do is lay off all of that cheese you're buying.
I love cheese. Cheese is a very high protein, and I don't eat that much cheese.
You know something, ma'am?
No, you listen to me.
I'm going to say this. It's people like you that get blocked up, and eventually the sewer system's got to be replaced because you're an old lady sitting there shoving cheese into your face.
You know what? I think the way you talk about retarded people makes me think that maybe you're retarded yourself.
All right, well, great. Well, then, so you don't like retards?
And I don't call them retards.
Oh, man.
I don't call them retards. And because I use a stool softener doesn't mean that I eat a lot of cheese.
Well, whatever you're eating is ruining the sewer systems of this city. And by God, if we got to float another bond issue to get the pipes remodeled under your house, we'll know exactly who to knock on the door and talk to.
Well, I can assure you, the only pipes that need to be remodeled would be the one that I'm going to hit on. That'd be the one that did it.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Go ahead.
Would be the one that I... That be the...
Is the lady there?
She's gone. She hung up.
She hung up. All right.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, Phil. As someone, the anti-retard movement that has been...
I wish you wouldn't call them that, okay?
Well, whatever you want to... You know, the anti-disabled, these are people that don't want my kids bagging groceries. They'd rather bring in some moth-eaten bag from a house.
Robert Green has joined us on Paper or Plastic Week, and I don't know, after all of that you've said here tonight, whether it's improved the image of the kids that are bagging your groceries or not.
Well, I guarantee you one thing. The next time somebody picks up their own bag to take to the market, they'll think of some little kid standing in a parking lot somewhere and saying, "Thank you for shopping at Fraser Foods," and there's no one there.
Robert Green from Fraser Foods on the paper or plastic controversy. If you bring your own bag from the house, well, guess what? You don't like developmentally disabled kids, because developmentally disabled kids are the ones that are hired to bag groceries. Whatever.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Time now for the stories that we couldn't get to. Arsonist gets light sentence. Ha, ha, ha. Well, actually, a 29-year-old target shooter convicted of sparking a wildfire that burned down 30 homes near Yosemite National Park was sentenced to 60 hours of community service. David Craig Mosher of Merced, California, was also sentenced on Thursday to 3 years of probation. A judge also ordered that his two rifles be destroyed. Authorities said Mosher started the massive fire on June the 25th while shooting steel-jacketed bullets along a riverbank in a remote area west of the park. The blaze eventually grew to 34,000 acres, cost the state more than $37 million to battle, and caused millions of dollars in property damage. And this jackball gets 60 hours of community service. What's he going to be doing? How about firefighting? 60 hours. Going in there without a suit on. There. Just 60 hours worth, man. Go on in. Go get that kitten. Mariposa County District Attorney Robert Brown said Mosher could eventually pay restitution costs in addition to the $500 fine levied against him. What in the name of everything holy? I bet you they found out that it was legal to shoot the gun where he was shooting it, and so they, well, I guess we can't really hang this on this guy. I guess everything is copacetic, huh? I don't think so. A dog weighing more than 120 pounds survived being frozen to a sidewalk overnight, probably because he was insulated by layers of fat. The Sheboygan, Wisconsin County Humane Society says the morbidly obese dog, an aging border collie mix named Jiffy, froze to the sidewalk when he was left out overnight on Wednesday. Shelter manager Corey Payne says few dogs could survive the single-digit temperatures, and it was probably the fat that made the fat little dog survive. Jiffy's 59-year-old owner was arrested Thursday morning on suspicion of animal neglect. Sheboygan Police Lieutenant Tim Elrick said the owner told police she tried to get the dog inside but couldn't and instead checked on him every few hours.
What?
She must be like some elderly lady, you know, that feeds him scraps off the table. You know how it is. And somehow he got out, and the whole thing's a mess. The dog is 11 or 12 years old, according to Elrich. Shelter workers poured warm water over Jiffy's back end to unstick him from the sidewalk. Payne said it was too soon to say whether he suffered any long-term effects. That's kind of an old dog, you know, a big fat tub of guts like that. Come on, Jiff, man, let's go out. Let's toss that Frisbee. Come on. I don't want to go. I'm fat and I'm eating eating scraps and chow mein. No, you don't get any more chow mein off the table. No more noodles, no more vegetables, no chocolate. You're eating regular dog food out of a can. Well, you don't understand. I don't. Yeah, that's what's going to happen, Tubbo. All right, anyway, a man accused of stabbing himself to frame an ex-friend. Yes, friends, Dateline San Clemente, California. A young man who told San Clemente police that he was jumped and stabbed apparently made up the story in an effort to get an ex-friend in trouble. Lieutenant Ted Boyne said a 19-year-old man was arrested Thursday afternoon and booked for investigation of filing a false police report. Police got an anonymous stabbing call early Thursday, and investigators followed a trail of blood to the man who was bleeding from his hands and arms. The man told investigators he was stabbed by a former friend of his. The lieutenant said it was later determined the man used a shard of glass to inflict the wounds on himself. The nature of the disagreement with his friend wasn't disclosed. In other news, in Massachusetts, Boston, a man in Massachusetts is appealing a $100 ticket he got for driving to a hospital in the breakdown lane of a gridlocked Boston highway while his wife was in labor. Apparently, the Boston Globe reports that a state trooper pulled over John Davis and his wife. His wife's name is Jennifer, for using the breakdown lane on November the 18th. The man said his wife's contractions were 3 minutes apart. But the cop said, No, you don't. No, you don't. Heard that bull crap before. She's got contractions. Here, let me take a look. I've delivered a lot of babies. Anyway, the couple says the trooper made them wait 5 to 10 minutes while he wrote a ticket for another car on Route 2, asked to see Jennifer's belly to prove her pregnancy, then issued them a ticket. The couple made it to Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge. Their daughter was born 5 hours later, so it's a big load of hooey, man. She wasn't going to have the baby. It was 5 hours later, and using the breakdown lane, and, you know, never mind. I'd love to do that, though. How many times are you driving down the freeway and you see that wide-open lane and you just want to... You know, are you like me? Do you say, today's the day I throw caution to the wind? Today's the day that I just do what I want to do? If I get a ticket, yes, I'll get the ticket. But if I don't, I've cut at least a half hour off of my commute home. But then I just sit there like a jackass in the lane, you know, listening to Mike Lane, Eye in the Sky, or whatever the hell, for the traffic report. Hey, we got a tie-up there on 101. Well, no kidding. Thanks for getting around to it. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, a woman is suing a Pennsylvania sports bar and restaurant, saying she got stuck inside a toilet bowl for 20 minutes after the seat broke. Now, this woman, probably on the same diet as that dog, Kathleen Huco of Delron Township, New Jersey, said she was in the bathroom at Starter's Pub near Allentown when the handicapped toilet seat she was sitting on cracked and dumped her into the bowl. Huco says in her lawsuit filed in federal court in November that she had hip surgery prior to the November 19, 2006 incident and was re-injured when the seat broke. The lawsuit named Starters and Kohler Company, the company that made the toilet seat. Representatives from both companies said they couldn't comment. Kohler gets a lot of those, I'm sure. Kohler, that's a good company. Just all you got to do, next time you go to the bathroom, take a look down. Take a look down. And what you're not looking at should be the toilet seat, and it generally says Kohler on it. In fact, that's their slogan. When you look down, it's Kohler. For your colon, you get it. In Tampa, a family argument fueled by alcohol and a machete put a Tampa man behind bars. At about 6:45 p.m., Juan Carlos Alvarez Lopez, age 46, was arguing with his cousin who lives with him, and according to this arrest affidavit, Alvarez Lopez grabbed a machete and tried to stab the unidentified cousin in the stomach, but the cousin snatched the weapon away. Then they used their fists.
Phil,
police found Alvarez Lopez passed out.